The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So it's time for our weekly money spot with Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. And we're going to talk today about the possibility that some consumers are being ripped off by companies who are overcharging, perhaps at present, for services that are not entirely being delivered. Charlie, I suppose before we talk about that, though, I suppose there is a thing as well at present that a lot of people are, for good reasons, reining in their spending. But how much additional damage might that do to the economy and prove to be counterproductive?
Yeah, exactly, Matt. There's a very interesting survey that's come out this morning from KBC Bank. It's their monthly consumer confidence index. But they asked an interesting question in that they said to people, look, do you expect austerity measures to be introduced? And a huge number of people thought, yes, austerity will be reintroduced again here. 86%, Matt, said that they expect austerity. We're talking here tax hikes, new charges and spending cuts like we had 10, 12 years ago, and people are still scarred by it. Now, the problem with that, Matt, is, as you rightly say, people will restrict their spending. They'll just hold back on spending. That'll hit the recovery in consumption-related employment. If people aren't spending, the shops won't do the business, and the restaurants, and et cetera. And so that could bring an economic second wave of a downturn. So instead of recovering, could make the recovery very sluggish and bring another problem. So it's just that people...
Sorry, Charlie, it strikes me that there's a couple of categories of people here. There are those who don't have money to spend because they've had their income reduced are removed because they've lost their jobs, and it's impractical to expect them to be continuing spending perhaps in anything other than the essentials. But there are other people whose incomes have still been left unaffected, and they might have been better paid anyway. If they rein in their spending, isn't that where the real problem will come?
That's it exactly, Matt. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's huge numbers who've had a very severe income shock. There's 1.26 million people who've had they're getting some form of payment from the state. But you're right, there are others who are unaffected. They're probably, their job is, their business could be doing okay in the private sector, or else they're in the public sector. You know, if they decide to stop spending, we really are in trouble. If they take a cautious approach on the basis that, there's a lot of uncertainty. We just don't know where things are going to be. So one of the questions to people was, do you feel any better off at the moment than, say, a year ago? And something like 39% of people said they were worse off. You know, I mean, but even if the rest of them are kind of holding their own, treading water, if they start pulling in the reins on spending, you know, it's not good. And you know, especially if there's a big shift to online spending and Amazon are the beneficiaries, not the local shops. And that is a real problem. You know, there's an awful lot of online buying going on. That's not good for the local economy. So there is a risk there. You're absolutely right, Matt.
Okay, let's look at some of the things that people are spending money on that they mightn't be getting pure value for money. And one that really struck me was when I was just looking at my bank statements, Charlie, earlier this week, I realised that despite all the hoopla from VHI and other health insurers about cutting their fees by up to 50%, my direct debit has paid the full amount for April and May. So what do people have to do? Do they have to make a claim to the VHI to get their monthly premiums reduced?
No, this should be automatic. You should be contacted by VHI, or if you're with Leia or Irish Life Health, it should happen. I think the problem probably, Matt, is that with VHI anyway, there was a cut-off of the 15th of May. So if your direct debit was due to go out before the 15th of May, you won't see any, you know, reduction. You will next month, and for 3 months this year, your premium should come down by about half. But you're right, and you've hit on something quite pertinent here, and you have a good column on it today in the Daily Mail. There's 2.2 million people out there with health insurance, you know, and they're getting a very limited service at the moment, very, very limited. And a lot of them people are not complaining much. They're probably embarrassed, and, you know, they feel, okay, you know, I'm lucky to have health insurance. It's a luxury almost. But you're paying for something, you're not getting much value. You know, for 3 months at least, you know, the hospitals, the private hospitals are being taken over by the state. That could go on for, we heard yesterday, could go on for 5 months even. So you're paying for service and you're not getting much value for it. You're paying for a treatment of your choice maybe. You're being denied access to the hospital of your choice. And maybe you have been seeing a specialist up to now who's one of those who've effectively been locked out of their private rooms because of this deal with the private hospitals. So it is a complete and utter mess. You're absolutely right, Matt. And if this goes on for 5 months, it really, you know, you begin to wonder what will happen here. It's not good for private health insurers. It's certainly not good for the people who are paying for private health insurance. They're getting little enough back in return.
And it struck me as well, Charlie, other insurance, and some people have pointed out motor insurance, if you're hardly driving your car now, and some of the refunds that have been given by the motor firms or motor insurers are almost insulting. They are so small. But also struck me things like house insurance. If you're protecting against theft or whatever, so there's never anyone out of the house now. You're at the safest you're ever likely to be in protection against somebody robbing your house, and yet you're still paying the full insurance premium.
Yeah, and the insurers will argue that, look, there's still a risk. There's a lot of people around the house. There's a risk of, you know, people injuring themselves or something happening. But you're absolutely right. You know, they should be safe in terms of break-ins, and we have seen a fall-off in break-ins. I think the essential thing here is, Matt, is people just don't take whatever renewal premium they get and just think, oh, I have to renew at that price. There's something like 15 different insurers willing to insure your house. There's 16 different insurers available in this market to insure your car. Don't for a second think, because you got a renewal notice, and even if it's slightly down on last year, that that's a good price. Go to a good broker, or else do the research yourself, because insurance is one of those weird products where they just don't reward your loyalty, and I think it's one of those areas where they had a real chance to get back some get on good terms with the Irish consumer by giving back decent rebates on motor insurance, and instead they're giving piffling amounts and then just insulting people. And some of them are not giving anything back at all. The likes of AIG and Aviva are giving nothing back. So, you know, I mean, if people have time, they need to, and they're not working as much as they were, or not working at all, go and research the likes of your home insurance and your car insurance and get a better deal.
I also, recently, my renewal came up for travel insurance for all the members of the family. There's no point in taking that out now if you don't plan to be travelling between now and the end of the year. Surely just wait until the next time you're actually booking a flight before you do something like that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Particularly if you have one of these policies that just automatically renews. VHI are fond of doing this. I think personally, I think it's really bad. You know, the auto renewal thing. You're right. A 1 year policy is not much use at the moment, given that you know, a lot of people just won't be going anywhere outside the country, especially. And also, Matt, should look at, they're not going to cover you for COVID-19 losses anyway. If you're renewing a VHA policy, or most of the other insurers are saying, look, COVID-19 losses are not going to be covered. So, yeah, it's something you should think about. You know, what's the value of having something if you can't get anything from it?
Okay. You mentioned earlier we were talking about motor insurance, and people are not driving their cars, so they can't get advantage of the lower diesel and petrol prices that you have in the forecourts at present. But because of the dramatic fall in the price of a barrel of oil, has that been reflected in dramatically dropped electricity and gas prices for home consumers?
No, Matt, you are pointing here to something which I think is profiteering from the pandemic on a large scale. You know, energy prices have just collapsed, as you say, whether it's oil, and we don't use much oil generating electricity here, but we do use gas and wholesale electricity, and there's a lot of wind used. Now, you know, the wind price won't have changed, obviously, but I mean, wholesale electricity prices are on the floor. We have seen some of the providers cutting prices, but the electricity price cuts have been very low, 2.5% to 4.5%. Now, remember as well that over the last couple of years, we've had cumulative increases in electricity prices of between something like 20 and 25%, or even up to 28%. So the little cuts that we're getting from some of them at the moment are not up to much. I really think the energy providers could do an awful lot better. They could give us much better value. And you know, six of them haven't even cut their prices. There's 12 energy providers in this market. It's extraordinary there's so many of them. And it tells you that it's quite a competitive market. But it also
tells the regulator? Charlie, surely the regulator should be stepping in on behalf of the consumers, or is the regulator seeing its job to protect these providers on the basis that maybe they're not making the money they used to make out of supplying industry and businesses which have closed down, and are effectively subsidising themselves by overcharging domestic consumers?
Yeah, I think there's an element of that going on. And remember, the domestic use is up, was way up because people are working from home or else they're just not in work. You're right. There's a role here for the regulator. Now, they say they do not regulate end prices. So that's the line you get as well from the central bank, that, you know, the markets are free. You know, as I say, 12 providers, a lot of competition, but, you know, is there really good value? It doesn't seem to be, you know. I think there are so many providers because there's healthy profits to be made. And, you know, you would really hope that the regulators could do more. They'll say they're constrained by legislation, but really we have very, very poor regulators when it comes to protecting consumers in this country.
Listen, we're out of time. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. But I think this is a topic that we will come back to. There are people getting in touch, for example, what about gift vouchers that if they were due to expire, say, by the end of June, if your people are supposed to be going to a hotel or a restaurant or whatever, what's the situation going to be with somewhere which is closed and you can't actually get in there? So we'll come back to that next week. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for being with us here on the programme this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.